So false spiritual solutions, political solutions, and economic solutions offered by Babylon had proven to be utter failures for all who tried them. Revelation chapter 18 and verse 20 reads, "Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her." In the final, that is, divinely just analysis, there is a spiritual solution to this world's ills and to all of its problems. And that solution is Jesus Christ alone. Let us apply. Why do Christians seek recourse through human institutions and through human means when prayer is our appointed, tried, and proven divine institution? Jesus himself said that men always ought to pray. Three groups had been brought low. Those who trusted in false spiritual solutions, those who trusted in political solutions, and those who trusted in economic solutions. But three groups have been and shall be exalted in the divine act of justice. We have in our text holy apostles and prophets, but also it is implied that the saints, that all believers, will be exalted in this divine act of justice. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God, Christ, the great multitude, in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 1. Revelation chapter 18 and verse 21 reads, "And then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more." So this stone is thrown into the sea. And symbolically, what this teaches us is that the times of the Gentiles have been fulfilled. The stone being thrown or the stone crushing is a reference to the destruction. And the sea in the scripture generally speaks of the Gentiles. And Luke chapter 21, verse 24, we have a cross-reference here that comes into play that allows for this interpretation. "And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." So the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. And that's just about where we're at. That's right where we're coming up upon. So in verse 22 we read, "The sound of harpists, musicians, flutists, and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore. No craftsman of any craft shall be found in you anymore. And the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore. The light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore. And the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. For your merchants were the great men of the earth. For by your sorcery all the nations were deceived." Here we see that the desires of the world, the flesh, and the devil have all suffered defeat. And we also read in verse 6, "Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her." The Lord will always achieve his justice. Note also the finality of Babylon's fall. And we had read in Revelation chapter 18 in verse 2 that Babylon the Great is fallen. Revelation chapter 18 verse 24 reads, "And in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and of all who were slain on the earth." So the blood of the martyrs is evidence of the evil deeds of Babylon, and justification for her experiencing the wrath of God. In Revelation chapter 6, in verse 10, we read, "And they cried," these are the martyrs who had been killed for their faith, "they cried with a loud voice, saying, 'How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?'" And again, in Revelation chapter 17, in verse 6, John writes, "I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement." So the judgment of these folks is now at hand. Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. This is section 43 in the Revelation Detail Bible Study Outline, the Hallelujah Chorus in Heaven. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 1 reads, "After these things I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, 'Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God.'" So we see here that there is a great multitude in heaven. And we had this elsewhere, way back in the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 5. Verses 8 through 14. "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue, and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.' And then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to he who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever." And again in Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 and 10, "After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice." And they're saying the same thing that we read in Revelation chapter 19, verse 1. This loud voice is the corporate voice. This is the voice of the saints in unison here, crying out, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Revelation chapter 19 verses 2 through 4 reads, "For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servant shed by her." And again they said, "Hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever." And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, "Amen. Hallelujah." So here we are back at that same place we were in Revelation chapter 5 in the heavenly throne room. And they're saying two things. They're saying, "Amen. So be it. Let it be according to the word and the will and the power of God." And hallelujah, which means praise God. Revelation chapter 19 verse 5, 43c in our outline. "Then a voice came from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you his servants and those who fear him, both small and great.'" So a voice came from the throne. And this voice that came from the throne is distinct from God, as noted in the context. So this is an angel who is in close proximity to God's throne. So the voice, it comes from the throne, but this voice speaks of God, to praise our God. So this one who is speaking is not God himself. This is an angel. This angel is appointed for this particular context. And in verse 6, "And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns." The omnipotent, all-powerful God reigns over all things. He reigns in heaven, and the evidence of the fact that he reigns on the earth is now incontrovertible through his judgment. Not that it wasn't incontrovertible before. It sure is for me, and I hope for you, but everybody sees it at this point in time. People have chosen their sides, and everybody sees God is the winner. He's on the winning side, and people continue to rebel against him to their own detriment. What a sad thing that happens. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 10, deal with the marriage of the Lamb. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 10. And I'm going to go ahead, I'll read the passage. I'm going to get as far as I can. And then in the next 15-minute segment, we'll pick up the outline. We're in section 44 in our Revelation Bible study, detailed outline on page 42. "Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And then he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. To worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So the marriage of the Lamb is announced in concert in heaven. Notice here the rejoicing of angels, the rejoicing of the New Testament saints. There are Old Testament saints, or the spirits of the Old Testament saints as well there. Although, and they're rejoicing too, although the bride is only the church. The bride is the New Testament church, and this is determined by the context in the book of Revelation as a whole. Revelation chapter 21, verse 9, at the end of that verse it reads, "Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." And these are the New Testament saints. And the bride is, that's going to be you and I, friends, church age believers. And back in the ancient world, there were a few things that would have to happen before we got to the marriage ceremony. First, a bride price would have to be paid. And the bride price was paid by the bridegroom himself. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, we read what the bride price was for our salvation and for our marriage with him. "And if you call on the Father, who without partiality," 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through 19, "judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Right? Remember in Revelation 21:9, we read about the wife of the Lamb. And here we have the bride price, which was paid for the marriage of the Lamb. This is the bride price that was paid for us. It was the blood of Christ.